The Texas House gave preliminary approval yesterday to a bill that would toughen penalties for what are determined to be hate crimes. The James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Act, named for the black man who was dragged to death behind a pickup truck in 1998, strengthens penalties for crimes motivated by race, religion, color, disability, sexual orientation, national origin, or ancestry. Wayne Slater is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the second time in two sessions that the Texas House has approved this legislation and now goes to the Senate. What are its prospects there?
Well, you're right. It's the second time the House has passed it, and it's uncertain what's going to happen in the Texas Senate. I talked to the sponsor in the Senate yesterday, and he's cautiously optimistic that he can get it passed this year. But last week, he tried to bring it up for consideration in the Senate and was blocked by the Republican governor.
And the sexual orientation part of the bill is the most controversial?
That's really it. I mean, publicly, the opponents talk about not carving out special privileges for any specific class. But when you talk to them privately, clearly the issue is sexual preference or sexual orientation.
Any room for compromise there?
You know, this is tough. This is real tough because it is that language, the sexual orientation or sexual preference language, that's the problem. And how do you compromise on that? The Senate sponsor has made it clear he will not compromise by eliminating that language. The Republicans, who by and large are the opponents, have made it clear they don't want to pass this thing with that language in there.
And the governor, Rick Perry, where does he stand?
Well, as I said, the governor, who is really a protege of George Bush, this year is standing against the bill, although he talks somewhat ambivalently about it. The fact is, he worked against its consideration in the Senate last week, and he has made it clear that he's not sure he would even sign the bill if it came to his desk.
Why didn't he like it?
Well, I think, you know, if you talk to him again, publicly it's because this bill would divide Texas up into classes, into groups, and provide special protection for particular groups. The truth is, it's because he and his aides understand that it's not good for a Republican in Texas or a very conservative Democrat in Texas to have to vote for re-election, having voted for a bill that seemed to support homosexual rights.
Former Governor Bush also refused to support the bill when he was in office.
That's really it. The current governor is doing exactly what the previous governor, now President Bush, did. President Bush was very, very careful not to talk about whether he personally supported or opposed the bill. But I was there 2 years ago, and Bush allies worked very hard to make sure that bill did not get to his desk. President Bush, as governor, wanted to make sure that he did not go into a Republican primary for president having voted for a bill, or having signed a bill, that would have given or seemed to be given special privileges to homosexuals.
It's not a personal rebuke, is it?
It is a personal rebuke. It's one of several areas where the Bush legacy or the Bush agenda is now under assault or attempting to be rolled back. Clearly, this is something where the House tried to move last year. The legislature would like to move this year now that Bush is gone.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Wayne Slater is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News.